Welcome back to Big Blue View Radio, Giants fans. I'm Ed Valentine of BigBlueView.com, host of your show here on Blog Talk Radio. Thought we'd talk this evening about the Giants' victory Thursday night over the New England Patriots. The win itself, the outcome of the game, really doesn't make much difference. Although place kicker Aldrick Rosas, who hit the game-winning field goal, might argue with us about that, since making that field goal most likely clinched a spot on the 53-man roster for Rosas. But really, Thursday night's game for the Giants was all about the competition for spots at the end of the roster. Coach Ben McAdoo said before the game that he had roughly 50 guys competing for 15 spots. That probably was an exaggeration. There's probably half that many guys competing for basically half that many roster spots. But there were some guys who stood out. There were probably some guys who made themselves spots on the roster Thursday night. Probably a few guys who lost opportunities at roster spots on Thursday night as well. And I thought maybe what we would do here this evening is talk a little bit about the 53-man roster. Teams have to set their rosters by Saturday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern time. So over the next couple of days, you're going to see a lot of shuffling. Also keep in mind that once all the other teams cut their rosters, teams like the Giants will look at the waiver wire and try to upgrade various positions. So what you see on Saturday as the 53-man roster might not be the actual final roster. We'll see some changes to that probably right up through week one of the regular season. So anyway, let's talk a little bit about some of the guys who probably won themselves jobs with their performances on Thursday night. And I think we have to start with Aldrick Rosas. I wrote at Big Blue View earlier on Thursday that when the Giants signed Rosas to a futures contract way back in January, I think we all considered him to be nothing more than a placeholder for the place-kicking job. You figured, oh, he's a young kid, he's from the NAIA, he'll get the Giants through the spring, maybe he'll get them through OTAs. But when we get to training camp, when the situation, becomes real, the Giants will go out and find a veteran place kicker that they can trust to do the job. Well, turns out that Rosas has done everything that the Giants asked. He's passed every test. Last night against the Patriots, 4-for-4 on field goals, 4-for-4 on extra points, game-winning field goal with 4 seconds left. Wasn't a chip shot either. It's a 48-yarder with 4 seconds left in the game. I think there's no doubt that Rosas wins the place-kicking job over veteran Mike Nugent. It'll be nice to see the Giants go with a younger player, go with a guy who might be able to give them a few years as the place kicker, provided, of course, that he continues to kick well. But I think Rosas has done everything that the Giants have asked him to do. He answered the challenge from Nugent. He showed that he can kick under pressure. I think that he has earned the place kicking job, and I'll be stunned if the Giants don't give that to him. Another position that was of interest heading into Thursday night's game was the backup quarterback job. I have thought all along, well, at least since Geno Smith has proven that he's healthy and that he's moving well, that he has no after effects from last season's knee surgery, I've thought that the job was Geno Smith's to lose. Both Smith and Josh Johnson played exceptionally well on Thursday night, but I have to believe, you know, based off what we've seen and based off the fact that Smith has gotten more playing time throughout the course of the preseason. He's 5 years younger than Johnson, a little bit more upside. He's played more in recent years. I mean, Josh Johnson's a guy who's your classic backup, hasn't played a meaningful snap in an NFL regular season game since 2011. Have to believe that the job is going to go to Geno Smith. At tight end, you know, we waited a long time to see Matt LaCosse finally show us in a game what he's been showing in spring practices, in training camp, in shorts and T-shirts. For 3 years now, he's been showing us that he can make plays, he can get down the field, he can do things to help the Giants offense. Unfortunately, up until Thursday night, that hadn't really translated into game action. Thursday night, though, 5 catches, 2 touchdowns, one a 25-yarder, 2 catches on the final drive that led to the Rosas field goal. I don't know if the Giants can keep 4 tight ends. Can LaCosse makes the roster over Will Tye, who had a decent night? He did have 4 catches, you know, but he also had a costly fumble that wound up costing the Giants 7 points. I think that LaCosse on Thursday finally showed the Giants what he's capable of. The question is going to be when they sit down and figure out the 53-man roster, is do they have room for 4 tight ends? And that's tricky if the Giants are going to keep a fullback. Shane Smith, fullback, has done well throughout the preseason. I think we've seen the value to the running game of having a fullback, even though he's a guy that doesn't play a lot of snaps. There are spots in a game where power football is required, and the Giants really didn't have a fullback. You know, last year they didn't have anyone that could lead a running back through a hole, you know, when they needed a yard or 2 yards. You know, a true fullback like a Shane Smith, you know, or possibly someone off the waiver wire if the Giants choose to go in that direction, would be a big help to their offense in spots, and I think that they'll keep Smith on the roster, which makes it difficult to keep the 4th tight end. Evan Engram, Red Ellison, Jarrell Adams are making the team, but we'll see. You know, LaCosse is a guy that I've had the opportunity to talk to a few times. Nice guy, good to talk to. He's worked hard. He's had a couple of unfortunate injuries the first couple of years. Personally, I root for the guy, but I just don't know if there's going to be a roster spot for him despite what he did on Thursday night. Another guy who I'm convinced has to be on this roster is Travis Rudolph, the undrafted wide receiver out of Florida State. Everybody knows the Rudolph story, you know, the viral video, the death of his father, you know, right around draft time. But really, you know, those things, they make a nice story, but they don't necessarily make a guy an NFL player. Rudolph, though, again Thursday night, simply continued to do everything that the Giants have asked him to do. Earlier in the preseason, he returned kicks, he returned punts, maybe not in spectacular fashion, but in solid fashion, where he proved he can handle the ball for the most part. I think he might have fumbled 1 kickoff, but for the most part handled the ball pretty well. Over the past 2 preseason games, lots of nice catches, lots of on Thursday night, threw a few nice blocks that helped the running game, which is a very underrated part of the running game, as a matter of fact. We don't talk much about how much wide receivers can help in the running game, but if you watched Rudolph's play on Thursday night, you saw two or three occasions where blocks that he threw enabled running backs to gain additional yardage. There was one where he sealed the end on a wide run by Shane Vereen, and his block was the key block on a run that went for 8 or 9 yards. So I think Rudolph has done everything he possibly can and deserves to make the roster. On the defensive side, I think that we need to talk about the linebacker spot. I thought JT Thomas earned himself a roster spot Thursday night. He wasn't spectacular. He did force a fumble, but he showed that he moved well. He showed that he was pretty healthy coming off last season when he missed all but one game because of a bad knee injury. The Giants can use his experience. They can use his ability on special teams. They can use his versatility because he can play. He can play the middle. He can play the weak side. So I think JT Thomas probably earned himself a roster spot on Thursday night. One position that we've talked about at Big Blue View extensively, where the Giants have a concern, is the backup corner situation. Obviously, the Giants have the big three with Janoris Jenkins, with Eli Apple, with Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie. But the question is, what do they have behind those guys? Michael Hunter is a second-year guy who looked good early in the preseason. He looked good all through the spring. Unfortunately, he's missed some time with a concussion. The guys who we saw play Thursday night, and to be fair, some of these guys are players that have only been with the Giants for a few days because the Giants have made some changes to add some depth at the corner. The guys that we saw play Thursday night were not impressive. Dante Dion is a guy who I love. I've had an opportunity to talk to Dante a couple of times. But Dante is small. He's 5'9", and that showed. The fact of the matter is that the Giants are probably going to need to go out to the waiver wire to fortify that position. Anyway, Giants fans, will be covering extensively over the next few days. We'll be covering all of the roster cuts. We'll have a tracker up and running, which will be done Friday morning. We will also have 53-man roster projections from both Chris Flum and myself that we'll post on Friday morning. We'll continue to have reaction from Thursday night's game. Hopefully we'll have some comments from Aldrick Rosas. We'll definitely have some comments from head coach Ben McAdoo, and we will do our best to keep you up to date as roster cuts and roster changes are made. We'll also be updating the Odell Beckham injury status. That Beckham was practicing a little bit Thursday night. All right, Giants fans, thank you very much for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now.